Martha, 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 why couldn't you have just kept your mouth shut? Why did you decide to involve Jesus in your petty little dispute? Were the dishes, the floor sweeping, or the cutting of the onions so important that you had to interrupt Jesus? You have a world-class teacher, God incarnate, the Messiah, in your home, and you're focused on what? Food prep? Cleanliness? What's holding Martha back from sitting at Jesus' feet, like your sister Mary, and becoming one of Jesus' latest pupils? Traditionally, Martha is faulted for not mimicking her sister and sitting at Jesus' feet. She's berated for being distracted and attempting to get things done. Her reputation takes a hit when she attempts to enlist Jesus as a voice of authority to force her sister to get up and help Martha with the all-consuming to-do list. The famous theologian John Calvin, who helped craft the Protestant work ethic nearly 500 years ago, doesn't care much for the traditional way Martha was theologically treated. In his view, Martha was trying to get stuff done. What's the harm in being productive? Is the contemplative life really being commended over the active life? Don't our good deeds reflect our salvation? Doesn't Jesus call us to go forth and do all sorts of kingdom-building stuff in his name? Yet I suspect the real reason most of us wrestle with this passage of Scripture is that most of us probably identify more with Martha than Mary. We Marthas like getting stuff done. We've high expectations of ourselves and others. We're hard-working, behind-the-scenes people. After all, Martha shows great initiative. In an era where hotels were virtually non-existent and restaurants unimagined, she's the one who invites Jesus and his disciples into her home and then feeds them. Martha might have a lot to do, but she doesn't grumble at being the host. All of her complaining is geared toward her sister. Maybe Martha is a bit of an overbearing sister. Maybe Martha doesn't have a big enough imagination to imagine the person that her sister could become. Maybe that's why she's so irritated that Jesus was teaching her sister. Jesus is, after all, doing something rather radical, especially in that era. He's comfortable and willing to teach a non-male. Maybe Martha can't quite get over the shock of Jesus stirring up her culture's gender roles. Could it be that Jesus believes that gender shouldn't determine one's education level? Or maybe Martha thinks Jesus is wasting his time attempting to teach her sister anything at all. Perhaps Martha's judged that Mary isn't a good candidate for discipleship. Martha's known her sister for decades, and perhaps her intellectual aptitude left something to be desired. She's an authority on this, right? She's her sister. Martha is so focused on what she needs to get done that she misses the work that Jesus is doing in her own home, in her own family. As a result, she's stifling her sister's spiritual growth. When Jesus is teaching Mary, he lets Martha continue her host duties uninterrupted. Jesus doesn't try to control Martha's behavior, nor does he try to control Mary's. Jesus gave both sisters space to learn if they wanted, or he gave them space to accomplish some tasks if they would rather. Jesus gave them the freedom to do what they thought best. That is, until Martha triangulates and attempts to try to get Jesus to stop teaching Mary. Martha may have invited Jesus into her home, but Jesus won't allow Martha's generous hospitality to control his behavior. Jesus refuses to be manipulated or controlled. He needs to stop teaching? Why? Because there's a room to sweep? Some water to fetch? Really, Martha? You want to end this moment so Mary can perform some trivial tasks? Really? The Messiah, whom you have invited into your home, spoke words to make the blind see, the deaf hear, and calm the seas. Martha, you've garnered his full attention, and he's not pleased. He's now using his mighty words to defend his latest pupil. By attempting to control Mary, Martha tries to take away the work that God is doing in Mary's life. Don't we all have people in our lives that instead of helping us become more thoughtful or reflective, only focus on what we can do to help them? Or maybe sometimes we're the ones who are guilty of pulling someone away from the work that God is trying to accomplish in their lives. We may not always see what God is doing in the lives of those around us. We may never have the whole picture. And we probably never will. But if we see those that we love seeking out God, sitting at the proverbial feet of Jesus, can't we let go enough to trust that God will teach those we love? We can be better Marthas. There's nothing wrong with getting stuff done. There's nothing wrong with mopping the floors, sweeping the patio, or turning on the Roomba. For some, those tasks provide necessary income. Yet if we allow our work or our to-do list to gobble up all of our time so that we don't have any time left to sit at Jesus' feet, like Mary, we risk living a vapid life. Sometimes it's good to sit and listen. It's good to open ourselves up to God and pray. It's good to read Scripture and ponder its significance for our lives. It's good to be refreshed and renewed by the Spirit of God. We are all the people of God. We are all Marys and Marthas. Amen.